Open your Bibles to Mark chapter 11, please. When they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethany and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples. He saith unto them, go your way into the village over against you, or there next to you. And as soon as you be entered, you will find a colt tied whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. If any man say unto you, why do ye this? You say that the Lord hath need of him. And straightway he will send him there, here. They went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways meet, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said, what are you doing? They said unto them, even as Jesus commanded, and they let him go. That's a word of knowledge. That's right. In action. Yes. Yes. Otherwise, how did he know that colt was there? How did he know no one had ever ridden him?
Right.
Come on.
Right.
And may I ask you something? Have you ever tried to ride a never ridden burro?
No. No, sir.
That's a heap of trouble. A little colt.
Yeah, yeah.
Little green one.
Yeah.
But not with Jesus on him.
Amen.
Now we need to learn a lesson here.
Yeah.
What do you think the little colt thought? And he goes back to the stall and says to one of the others, you should have seen what happened to me today. People were throwing leaves in front of me.
Yeah, that's right.
They were shouting, Hosanna to me. Oh, oh, oh. No, they weren't, little buddy. You were just hauling him around. And that's who we are. We're hauling him around. They're not throwing those things at us. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. There's a big lesson to be learned there. They went their way and found the colt and so forth. They brought the colt to Jesus, cast their garments on him, and he sat on him. And that little fellow just stood there. The power and the love of God was there. Amen.
Amen.
Many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and strode them in the way. And they that went before, they cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. He went into the temple. Do you suppose the man was at the beautiful gate? Well, sure he was. He was right there. And you don't think Jesus passed him by, do you? He would, every time he'd go through there, he'd say, Judas, in the bag. So when Peter and John came in there, he looked up expecting to receive from them. Well, of course he did. Jesus had them give him something every time he walked through there.
Wow.
But he didn't raise him up.
That's right. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
But on the other hand, he did.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it happened in his name.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
And his name can do anything he can
do. Yeah.
He said, all authority has been given unto me both in heaven and earth. Now you go in my name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now watch this. We're into something here. He went into the temple, and when he looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. That is huge. He just had a scripture-fulfilling experience. This whole thing had already been foretold about him.
Amen.
Now he's going into the temple and stayed there the rest of the day and didn't do anything.
Wow.
That's the wisdom of faith.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
We know why. His father didn't say anything. And he didn't do anything. So he just went home and went to bed.
That's good. That's right. Amen.
And slept on it. And thought about it. And meditated on it. And prayed about it. To find out what to do in there the next day. On the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off, underline that if you have not already. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not. You notice, yet is in italics.
Yes.
Seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. So that tree was out of time. The fig tree should not have had the leaves on there. Well, don't you think Jesus knew? You can argue with him about that when you get there.
Yeah.
Another thing, that wasn't an apple tree in the garden.
That's right.
They didn't cover themselves with apple leaves. Can you imagine a fig leaf suit? Well, the Lord couldn't either. He said, oh, wait a minute, boy. Oh, me. That was the first example of a man trying to meet his own needs without God.
Yeah.
Right there. And we've been doing it ever since. He answered it and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Count them, 9 words. And his disciples heard it, and it was afar off. I mean, he said it. And they came to Jerusalem. He just... No man eat fruit of you again hereafter forever. That's a dead tree.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It could have lived there until now and never had another fig on it.
That's right. 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 That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
It could have been hit by lightning.
Yes, sir.
It got hit by the word of God full of faith.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
in order to teach you and to teach me something very, very important.
Yes, sir.
Now watch it. They came to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the temple. Well, the man at the beautiful gate. Go, just go through and check it for yourself. There's no telling how much money Jesus put into his life. But then the day was coming when he's going to get a pair of legs out of it and became a disciple. They came to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the temple and began to cast them out, them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, would not suffer any man that he should carry any vessel through the temple. The scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the people were astonished at his doctrine and his teaching. When evening was come, he went out of the city. Now, it's been 12 hours. Now, you know good and well they left. It doesn't say when night came. They got to walk back. It's not dark. They walked right past that fig tree again. And you and I both know Simon Peter Barjona.
Yeah.
Jesus, no?
Yeah, that's good.
He'd already said it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't matter to him.
Right.
Faith has been released. Yeah. What did he do? He spoke the end result.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, sir. Yeah.
He didn't design it.
No.
He didn't put any kind of stipulations on it.
No, sir.
He just killed it.
That's right. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
No man eat fruit of you again hereafter forever.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Turned around and walked off.
Yes.
Glory to God. It's been 12 hours. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Somewhere in that 24-hour period, the word of faith went right down into the roots of that tree.
Yes.
And killed it. Now we come into the meat. Have faith in God. Have the faith of God, the cross references. Well, of course, it's his faith. And we've already read a second chapter of Ephesians. You were saved by faith through grace. It is the gift of God. Well, both the grace and the faith were gifts from God. And the fact that he is gracious, disposed to show favors. I was praying over a certain person one day, and I said, Lord, is there any way that person made it? And he came up on the inside of me, and I could see him smiling. He said, Kenneth, I'm not trying to keep people out of here. He said, just the slightest, just a little bit of grace. Just give me just a tiny bit, and I'll take you.
Yeah.
I'll take you. He said, you have no idea how many of them did it in the last moments.
Yes.
Praise God.
And he said, there's no reward, but it sure beats hell. It's reward in itself.
Yes.
Hallelujah, because nobody deserves it. He said, I want to get them in.
Yes.
There's so many times that I've prayed over certain ones, and he said, they're with me.
Praise God.
They're here with me.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
And those of you watching that you're not quite sure about your loved ones, listen, he's a merciful God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's a merciful God.
Yes, he is.
It's his mercy is the reason you're going.
Yes.
It's his mercy is the reason I'm going.
Yes.
He made it so easy. What about Saul of Tarsus? shortest recorded salvation prayer that I know anything about. Lord, who are you? I am Jesus, whom you persecute. He didn't say, Saul, Saul, stop persecuting my people. No, he said, you're persecuting me.
Right.
He takes it very personally.
Yes.
So when people were saying ugly things about you, he takes that personally.
Yes.
He didn't want to hear it any more than I wanted to hear it. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus said these things. I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. 9 words. Well, what's bigger, a tree or a mountain? It's all the same to faith. Therefore, I say, he put it into motion right then. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. That's not the first time Jesus said that. Our Father, which art in heaven, say it with me, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. There it is.
Yes.
It's the key element. It is the love element that makes faith work.
Amen.
Faith works by love, and it's the forgiving love element that makes it work. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I believe it. I said it. I have it. I was preaching in Little Rock, Arkansas for Happy Caldwell. And Sunday morning. And we flew up there on Saturday. And staying in the Holiday Inn there in Little Rock. 4:00 in the morning, I just woke up like that, and I was just right there, and there was Jesus right between the two bedposts, just a little up higher, and he had this big tray of cookies. Have a cookie. What? And it's this heap bunch of cookies.
Wow.
He said, your response is, I believe.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
I take it. I have it.
Come on.
I thank you for it.
Yeah.
And I forgive. And he's gone.
Oh.
And then I fell off to sleep and had a dream. And in the dream, I was in a party, and as a person came up there to me and had a big, big plate of cookies and said, Brother Copeland, have a cookie. I said, no, thank you, I have one. You can't see a cookie. You can't feel my cookie. But I have one. Six eyes of faith. I have it. It belongs to me. I have faith in God. I don't have the flu.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Think what a word have is. I have it. Then when I began to analyze it, it covered the whole thing. I believe, that's faith. I will, that's my soul. I have it. That's believing I receive.
That's right.
I thank you for it. Yeah. That's thanksgiving and praise.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
It's mine.
Yes. It's mine.
It is
it's mine.
Mine.
Hallelujah.
I believe I receive it.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. May 12 through 13, make plans to be at the South Africa Victory Campaign in Randburg, South Africa. June 1 through 3, come to the Europe Victory Campaign in North Yorkshire, United Kingdom. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
Food stamps and daycare vouchers and government insurance was my life for 18 years. I made sure that every time they told me I could get some money from them, I was taking it because I'm like, I didn't want to spend my own money. I'm like, I need the help. I've got four kids. I had two kids at the time, ended up having my daughters when I moved to Maryland after I graduated, finally, glory to God, in 2006. Thank you, Illinois State and the Lord. I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm getting ready to come off the system. It's all good. I'm getting ready to quit. And I quit, got to Illinois, jumped right back on that system, started all over again, right? Once I got that $300 out the way, that was it. I didn't spend any more money. And we would literally eat beans, whatever's in the pantry, and the kids might be hungry, but I'm like, you know, we don't have nothing else because I would not spend my paycheck on it because I was always paying bills. So in 2018, Pastor Winston and Kenneth Copeland, I remember just talking about, you know, the system of Babylon, right? Talking about you can't live on Babylon and you can't change the system that you are part of. And that right there was huge to me because I didn't want to be like that, right? I didn't want to have to tell people that I'm dependent on this system in order for me to be able to survive. And I didn't want to keep having my kids wonder where the next meal was come from because I was stuck there. And it just kind of came over me. And so Pastor Winston started teaching it harder and Kenneth Copeland started teaching it harder till over the summertime. I remember he was talking about he was going to this convention, right? He was talking about his events. I was like, you know what, Lord? It's time. I got to come off the system. It's time. I know this is what you want me to do. I pulled it up, and I sat there, and I watched that convention all day, every day, as if I was there. And it was powerful. And it was so powerful, like, when, you know, when I would get money, I just showed it a seed. At that point, I was like, Lord, I've got to go to this convention. I have to. And I said, next year, I'm going to this convention. I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know I'm going. And even now, this is the third time I've come to Texas on faith, and everything has been paid for. The third time. So I came off the system, right? I was like, I'm not getting ready to redetermine. When they sent me information, I threw it right in the trash. I just had to start trusting the Lord. So now I'm like, I got my paycheck. Now I'm gonna have to use that. And that's what I've had to do, even with my monthly bills. And I speak to them jokers every month. No, you're getting ready to paid on, you're gonna be paid on time, right? You're gonna be paid on time. And you debt free. I mean, all of this type of stuff has happened because I came off the government system because I couldn't hear from the Lord. You can't hear from the Lord if you're on two systems, right? The Lord says you gotta be hot or cold. You can't be lukewarm. Being in two systems, you can't do that. You can't have faith and fear at the same time. That don't even make no sense. That's an oxymoron. And so now that I'm off the system, I can look at other things in Christ, right? I can look at what the prophet says. I can look at what, you know, he says about me being wealthy and rich. I can look at what it says about salvation for my family, right? All of that because I came off the system. I just think just being able to set myself up under some faith teaching word because that's what I needed, right? Like I knew how to do, you know, everything else, but the one thing I didn't know was how to build my faith. But that's what partnership does. That's what sowing seed does. Sowing seed, God will have you sit down and he'll pour out some stuff to you. It gives you a whole new level of assistance through angels, through men of God who have taken the time, their personal time with their families to come out and teach you the word when they could be doing something else. They could be off doing something else, but they thought of you when they decided to sit down and get this word so that you can get what it is the Lord wants you to get. And when they are telling you that they don't want your money, trust and believe they don't want your money. But what they do want to do is open up the portal from heaven for you to receive what the Lord has already destined for you to have.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Ayanna came off the world system and moved into God's kingdom system. She shared a key revelation about sowing and reaping. When you have a covenant with God and you sow into the things of God, He will pour into you His revelation and direction for your life. Doing things God's way gets His results, and you can receive what He has already destined for you to have, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and we appreciate our partners who sow financially into this ministry to help send the Word of God to others around the world. Galatians 6:6-8 says, "Let him that is taught in the Word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." We are advancing and expanding the kingdom of God by preaching the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. We believe for you to receive a mighty harvest from the seeds that you've sown. So let me pray over your offering today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, who we belong to and whom we serve, I declare the blessings of heaven to shower the seed sown by our partners and our friends, to bring forth manifestation of their harvest according to the abundance of the riches of God's grace. And I declare abundance in all things with divine increase to the overflow by the blessing of God through our Lord Jesus. God's riches be made manifest upon every sower today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you're interested in becoming a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, contact us and let us know. Partnership with KCM connects you to the work, the rewards, and the anointing. You share in the heavenly reward for every soul won, every person healed, and every life changed. Join us and be a part of building the body of Christ around the world, teaching them to know how to use their faith and helping them experience the fullness of the blessing in their lives. Go to kcm.org/partner to partner with us today. This Sunday, join Brother Copeland for a Believer's Voice of Victory Resurrection Special. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, and He has risen and is alive. Until next time, remember this: God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.